Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Just trying to get my act together here. There we go.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. That makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road. Wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Just outside the door, I was lying on the floor. I could almost hear you breathing. You pushed your finger past my bell, and your footsteps I could tell at the sound of leaving. I could have gotten to my feet, and if I ran, I could have beat you to your car as you were going. So now I'm following you, cause there's nothing else to do, cause I couldn't think of anything to say to you. Celia, I'm following you. Celia, I'm following you. Like a hound without a scent, wandering, wondering where you went, with little hope of finding you. Maybe we never meant to be, but as for me and destiny, we never agreed much anyway. What is good and what is right don't mean much in a fight. What matters is not quitting, and I'm prepared to go the distance and weather any obstacle that falls across my path. I may have fallen short before, I may have cowered on the floor, but now I'm standing and no force can stop me. Celia, I'm following you. Celia, I'm following you. Like a hound without a scent, wandering, wondering where you went, little hope of finding you.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Fred Gillen Jr. Cecilia. Oh, my gosh. I can see all you purists. You're going to write me emails and you're going to say, oh, geez, that was pretty pop sounding. And you know what? It was. It was. And that's kind of the struggles we have with this ambiguous term that we call folk. You know, what is folk? What is art? It's an interesting concept. There's a great station out of Kent State, and I believe it is Kent State University. It's called Folk Alley. It's an online thing, and they have a website, folkalley.com. And they have some pretty together folks running that thing. They have some kind of elitist ones, too. But they have some people that really analyze and really think about what this whole folk thing is. And they'll play Ramblin' Jack Elliott or Utah Phillips or something like that. And then they'll play Fred Gillen Jr. And they'll say that it's contemporary folk. When really, you know, when I listen to this, it just comes off as being pop. And some would say that this is just, you know, boring male angst-ridden stuff. And others would say, oh, this is really, really good and full of insight and all this kind of thing. And maybe that's the cool part about folk music is it if you really kind of broaden your perspective and you're allowed to do that, even though the industry labels it folk, this part of this is the problem with the industry is that the industry takes it upon itself to provide all these labels and pigeonholes and all this kind of stuff. But the ultimate is that we ourselves can judge, okay? And so this is why I played this, because, you know, if this show was what I like and was for 33, 34 years, a lot of you would be very, very, very bored, because my personal construct is actually quite narrow. And so that's the cool part about doing this show, is I've been able to broaden my own perspective a little bit over that many years, but I still like the bluegrass, and I still like the Celtic, and I still like the non-commercial singer-songwriters. But boy, I'm also loving some world stuff, and I'm loving more Hispanic music, and I'm loving African music, and that's just the way it is. Pretty cool stuff. With Fred Gillen Jr., and we're going to hear one more from him in just a second. This is the show for March the 19th and 20th. Depending on where you're listening and when you're listening, and yeah, and there's a lot of cool stuff going on. I got to stop watching the background, timing this out. And I need to let you know that tonight the Drunken Maidens and myself are going to be in the Tri-Cities at the Unitarian Church there on Sylvester Road. And yeah, looking good. The Drunken Maidens and myself doing a benefit, the Tumbleweed benefit. We'll talk more about that and lots of other stuff. So you just hold your horses, and we're going to listen to one more from Fred Gillen Jr. coming right up. So here we go.
Sometimes, but only when it rains. You stare down at your feet, waiting for your train. You don't believe in heaven, but you live in hell. What's the point of anything? Can anybody tell? We only get a moment, a flicker. You were everybody's friend, and you burned everybody's fire. Somewhere you crossed the line and stepped into the night. Lost that spark that made you shimmer and excite. You only get a moment, flicker in night.
Maybe someday you leave that room. Step out in the
last time I saw him, he'd been swallowed by the wood. I'd have followed if I could. He'd have stayed had he wanted. Had he the desire, or had I the will, I would be with him still. But instead he just haunts me. I knew when he faded I'd ne'er see him again. His laughter's embrace would no more me surround. The chill that went through me is the chill wind that blows through the soft midnight stillness of Chillicothe Town. Blanket he wrapped round my shoulders comes back to me now on a faint wisp of smoke, comes back with a vengeance that makes me remember those nights around the fire when fond words we spoke. That blanket was woven in some shattered village that is gone now forever, may never be found. His people are scattered, their fondest hopes dashed. He'd have been better off here in Chillicothe Town. From the start, just where he stood, about his intentions, there was no mistake. To stay meant his dream, so dear to his heart, was the one thing he knew he must somehow forsake. He just couldn't see that the old ways were passing. New wave was rising and he would be drowned. And like it or not, the history's written not in the forest but in Chillicothe Town. Sadness in parting from what we hold dear, there's a danger in staying, for fear will be lost. One half of us wishes to live out our dreams, the other half reckons and counts out the cost. Though we may go on to far greater glory by knowing where destiny is sure to be found. I wish him no ill, though I wish him no fame, and such fame as he'd find here in Chillicothe Town. Last time I saw him, he'd been swallowed by the wood. I'd have followed if I could. He'd have stayed had he wanted. My name's Dodge, then you know that. It's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, I can't read it. I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Well, since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tender dry. Lightning strike in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri water. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill, and we'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crown jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down. Headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky had turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I said, we can't make it. This is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri water. And when I rose like the phoenix, in that world reduced to ashes, there were none but to survive. I stayed that night, one day after, carrying bodies to the river. Wonder how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, because they left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri water. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore. Thank you.
This is from the first of Kathy Mattea's coal mining kind of protesty albums, or at least the sort of the history of coal mining. And it's got some great stuff. Her second album has a bunch of guests on it. And but this has things like Blackwater. This has a kind of some lesser known things. That was called Requiem for a Mountain. And before that, James Keelan's Cold Missouri Waters, the original recording. There are two. He did a second recording on an album that was kind of a re-recorded retrospect of some of his stuff. This is from an album called 25 Years of History. And the key thing with this album is a DVD with it that where he goes around and travels around and documents and shows why he wrote the things that he wrote and what the historical relevance is behind these songs. And so we heard The Cold Missouri Waters, of course, which deals with the Man Gulch Fire, which up until last year, I believe, was the largest fire in the history of the state of Montana, as told in Norman McLean's book, Young Men in Fire. And that's all about the smoke jumpers, and it's from the viewpoint of Mr. Dodge, and who died not long after the fire itself. He was blind and all this kind of thing, and why he did what he did. And Norman McLean, of course, was the man who wrote The River Runs Through It. So, and we also heard Rebecca's Lament from James Keelan. This is about Tecumseh, who was in love with Rebecca Galloway, who there's a story, a myth, a legend probably. It's not, I don't know if it's historically accurate, that Tecumseh at one time actually went to England, spent some time in Oxford and came back and I was hanging out with her. And this is the old, you know, Native American white, this is impossible because of the race thing and that whole story. And that's just her view on this thing. And she eventually wound up becoming a weaver living in Chillicothe. And Chillicothe. Get it. There we go. Good stuff. Good stuff. One more from Kathy Mattea before we take the break. And here we go. This is the first track on this coal mining album. Here we go.
Yeah, my teardrops fall like rain. where I'm bound.
Kathy Mateo, Far Cry, and we're a far cry from where we should be with the break. We're a little bit late on the break. Excuse me. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming right back. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, providing a stage for live American roots music, featuring jazz, bluegrass, and blues. Open daily with a menu of traditional pub fare, craft beers, and cocktails. Rico's, a gathering place in Pullman since 1909.
Clear skies today with light breezes and sunshine. It's also looking a bit warmer from earlier this week. Then partly cloudy this evening. Tomorrow you'll wake up to even more sun, before the clouds roll in, bringing with them a chance of afternoon showers. And Monday looks wet and cloudy. Highs today on the Palouse of 57, Lewis Clark Valley 61.
Thank you. I'm from West by God, Virginia, and the high Kentucky hills. I'm dirty, but I'm honest. I pay a poor man's bills. I'm prosperity and poverty. I'm a scoundrel and a saint. I'm loved, reviled, misunderstood. I'm a hope in a hopeless place. Introduce myself. Hello, my name is Cole. Some men call me black gold. You might have heard of me. My body is the mountain. My breath is kerosene. For me. Hello, my name is Cole. They cursed me now for what I am, but not that long ago. They sang my praises everywhere. Hello. Cold.
Juxtaposing two songs there, Hello, I'm Cold, Kathy Mattea, and the Black Mountain Lullaby, which is written by Carolyn Herring, and it's the story of mountaintop removal. And when they remove all those mountaintops, it disturbs the whole thing. And a 1,000-pound boulder came down the hill and demolished a trailer with a 3-year-old boy asleep in the trailer, Jeremy Davis. And that's what that song's about. And bye, baby, bye-bye. The Ducks. I actually played that when they were here in Pullman about 2 weeks ago, and they were amazing, the Ducks were. They did such a good job of, you know, of course they do the gospel and they do the contemporary folk thing, and they do it with a kind of a roots feel, and oh my gosh, it was really something. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen by far, the Ducks. And if you missed it, and if you never did get a chance to see the Ducks, because I don't know how much longer the Ducks are going to exist. They're having a hard time. You know, there were only two originals, and they had kind of gotten together, picked the whole thing up to make this tour. But the Black Mountain Lullaby down in Wausau County, in the mountains of Wausau County. And there's so much here in the West. You know, we kind of protect ourselves a little bit. We isolate ourselves. We have it so good out here in the Northwest. And when you look at what's going in the state of West Virginia and some of those places where they're just totally messing with the, I mean, geology is a great thing. And the science of mineralogy and all those things that coal has given us. And, you know, coal is what it is. It's a big part of the history of the United States. And people's lives are dependent on coal. Just like in Scotland and all those places. And Northumberland when they shut down all the coal mines. But is there a need for it anymore? Is there a need to remove and take off entire mountains and take them away? That's something that folks need to think about. Alrighty. Are you tired of all your Paddy's Day sing-alongs and everything? I thought I'd just give you a few more. Why not? And after that, James Keane. This is the Dubliners. I'm a rover, seldom solver. Of course, recorded by the Great Big Sea Band, a much more uproarious version. This is a bit more, this is actually a more singable version, though. The Dubliners.
My love.
at McConville's. It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Six or seven years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. He'd play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Three days ago his maid came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. He had no chance at all. And today after the funeral, after burying young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family will give me £50 to start. At £500 the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound but for the roar as Jimmy's friends stepped up and laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. As I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave, a little offering for young Jim, help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there.
You're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Yes, wait for stronger days and are you spunky or nutty? Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching off to Portugal and Spain. Drums are beating, banners flying, the devil a home will come tonight. Love, fare thee well. With me to the eight loodle am a da, me to the eight loodle am a da. Mere like spultura laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Your sweet or stronger taste, and are you spunky or nutty? Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Said the mother, that's wrong me, don't take me daughter from me, for if you do I will torment you, and half the dead me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. When you say three idle doodle am a da, me to three idle doodle am a da. Mare expeltora laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Your sweet or stronger days and are you spunky or nutty? Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
No, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Love, fare thee well. Well, me tiddly idle doodle am a da, me tiddly idle doodle am a da. Me rex for to a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Hey, whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to America. Your sweet or stronger taste, and are you spunky or nutty? Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Oh, indeed, recorded live in Chicago. Now, it's been after St. Pat's Day, and we always do all these big things before Pat's Day, but you can't do somewhere around Pat's Day something without the Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem. And their whole story is such an interesting story of fellas who came to New York to be Shakespearean actors, most of them. And, of course, that's where all that went. The Clancy Brothers material is really hard to get in its complete catalog because there's still some disputes with Columbia and Shawnee and all the different record labels. And, of course, most of them are deceased now, and so the estates are a big deal. That's from an album called Hardy and Hellish, which is really hard to find. And you can probably get it through Amazon or on eBay or something, but it would be wonderful if somebody would be able to burst and break all those copyright things and all the wrangling and everything that's going on between Columbia and Shawnee and all these folks and Tommy Makem's label. And anyway, would be able to break that and just release a complete box set of all 28, 29, 30 Clancy Brothers albums and just give us all that pub stuff. And of course, the pub thing is kind of a dying art. You know, the whole Irish pub traditional thing is kind of going by the wayside now. There are contemporary Irish bands out there doing really good contemporary material, contemporary Irish and Celtic folk, which deals with more contemporary Celtic issues. And the pub thing has kind of reached its heyday. You only see it on Pat's Day. People like me that do it. And we do it somewhat anachronistically. We do. The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, Whiskey, You're the Devil, originally from the album Hardy and Hellish. Amanda Cully doing the playlists. Email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047, and I'll get back to you. And we're coming back for another whole 2 hours of his show. And you just hang on, because we're coming back. All righty? Hang on now. Modunga di vos nocti.
Junior Goose, a Michigan.